If you feel comfortable doing so, would you please just close your eyes and listen to my voice this morning as I tell you a story and allow this scene to play out in your mind as you listen, okay? His name was Bill. He had wild hair, wore a t-shirt with holes in it, blue jeans, and no shoes. In the entire time I knew him, I never once saw Bill wear a pair of shoes. Rain, sleet, or snow, Bill was barefoot. This was literally his wardrobe for his whole 4 years of college. He was brilliant and looked like he was always pondering the mysterious. He became a Christian while attending college. Across the street from the campus was a church full of well-dressed, middle-class people. They wanted to develop a ministry to the college students, but they were not sure how to go about it. One day, Bill decided to worship there. He walked into the church complete with his wild hair and his t-shirt, his blue jeans, and bare feet. The church was completely packed and the service had already begun. Bill started down the aisle to find a place to sit. By now, the people were looking a bit uncomfortable, but no one said anything. As Bill moved closer and closer to the pulpit, he realized there were no empty seats. So he squatted and sat down on the carpet right in front. Although such behavior would have been perfectly acceptable at a college fellowship, this was a scenario this particular congregation had never witnessed before. By now, the people seemed uptight, and the tension in the air was thickening. Right about the time Bill took his seat, a deacon began slowly making his way down the aisle from the back of the sanctuary. The deacon was in his 80s, had silver gray hair, a three-piece suit, and a pocket watch. He was a godly man, very elegant, dignified, and polite. He walked with a cane, and as he neared the young man, church members thought, well, you can't blame him for what he is going to do. How can you expect a man of his age and background to understand some college kid with no shoes on the church floor? It took a long time for the man to reach the boy. The church was completely silent except for the clicking of his cane on the floor. You couldn't even hear anyone breathing. All eyes were on the deacon. But then they saw the elderly man drop his cane on the floor. With great difficulty, he sat down on the floor next to Bill and worshiped with this college student. Everyone in the congregation choked up with emotion. When the minister gained his composure, he told the people, "What I am about to preach, you will never remember. What you have just seen, you will never forget." Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the water that we hear running, that reminds us of the water of life that you provide. We thank you for this church and all those gathered here. And as we listen to your word, God, we ask for your powerful anointing to be with us. Help this preacher, Lord, get out of the way, and help your word be first and foremost. In Jesus' name, amen. As you all know, I was very well organized this morning and had the sermon notes and sermon study, or the study guide, in the bulletin when you got them. Thanks to great ushers, they handed those out to you, I believe. If you want to grab those, grab a pen or a pencil and follow along this morning. I do want to say something. Well, no, I don't. I want to. When you heard this morning's scripture lesson, what was the first thought that came to mind? Weddings. You've heard me say this before, but the most places, is that correct English? Anyway, the most common place that we hear this scripture is in weddings. And we often think of flowers and kisses and frilly wedding dresses and things like that. Well, as you all know, if you've worshipped here very long, these images are far removed from the Apostle Paul as he was writing 1 Corinthians. Does anyone know who Paul specifically was writing to when he wrote these words? Anyone? Yeah, the Corinthian church. I mean, it's in 1 Corinthians. But anyway, the Corinthians, just kidding. Boy, you guys are tough this morning.